Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Hello, everyone. Welcome in live nationwide and around the world to Ron Segi today. We have a giant show in store for you this week. My first guest is legendary singer-songwriter Paul Anka. Later on in the show, another dear friend of ours, Henry Winkler, will be here to chat about many things in his life. Comedian Tommy Dreesen, funny guy, used to be the opening act for Frank Sinatra. He'll be on the program. From Kiss, one of the founders, Paul Stanley, will be joining us. Next hour, the legendary Brenda Lee will be here. The amazing Kreskin will be giving some of his views on what's happening. A new singer? Not really. He's been around for about 50 years, but he got a new CD. Neil Baucus will be on the program, and we're going to talk to tech expert Albert Lawrence. And that's all coming up this week with Ron Segi today. After a quick pause, we'll be here with none other than Paul Anka.
ForByGovMint.com.
Have you heard? The United States Mint has issued the Morgan Silver Dollar for the first time in 100 years. Not only that, but they are also minted in 99.9% pure silver for the first time ever in history. Coin experts are calling this an amazing opportunity for anyone that knows the enduring popularity of Morgans. But you must hurry. Only 175,000 legal tender silver dollars were issued. These Morgan Silver Dollars are brand new, bright and shiny legal tender coins minted by the iconic Philadelphia Mint. Just call 1-800-888-7630 and you are guaranteed a new 99.9% pure silver Morgan dollar. The first time in history this has happened. But with limited quantities, you must call now to order. To learn more, call 1-800-888-7630. If you order now, you will receive a free collector bonus, a $25 value free with every order. Call 1-800-888-7630 now to secure your new Morgan silver dollars before they are gone. That's 1-800-888-7630.
Mike Lindell loves the radio listeners, and now Mike Lindell and MyPillow are offering you buy one, get one free extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Great stuff available right now at very special savings. Buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six-piece towel sets, roll and go anywhere MyPillows, and so much more. Not just for the adults, but for the kids. I love my roll and go pillows. They're right by my recliner. And of course, I have the bed sheets and more that I use every day. Go to mypillow.com/radio specials. Use promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175. Don't miss this incredible buy one, get one free extravaganza and get a free copy of Mike Lindell's book. mypillow.com/radio specials, promo code USA.
People say that love's a game you just can't.
If there's a way, I'll find it someday, and then this fool will rush in.
Put your head.
We're back live all across the USA and around the world. You are listening to Ron Segi today, but even better, you are listening to our next guest, who hasn't made an appearance on our show in almost 30 years, and I am so glad that he's here right now. Joining us is the legend, a songwriter, a singer, an author, actor, Paul Anka. Hi, Paul. How are you? Good to have you back.
Hey, Ron. Thank you. How you been?
I have been excellent. It's been a long time since you and I chatted, and I'm so glad to have you back.
As we did the last time. Oh. Thank you. Wow, Ron, I think you probably made my day or my month or my year. Can you imagine saying it's been 30 years and we're still here talking about what we do? Wow.
It's unbelievable.
That's almost as good a news as saying I'm on TikTok.
Yeah. You know what? Congratulations on that. That is
thank
great.
You know,
aside from the fact that you've had a hit in every decade since the 1950s, now a sensation on TikTok. I mean, that's kind of like the full circle, if you will, in the modern generation.
Well, you know, as I said quickly, I'd never heard of it. I don't think you had it.
No.
And when I found out about it, and these kids showed up at my door, a bunch of girls singing it, wow, this is something. And I was like, yeah, I went with it, you know, and this stuff on there eclectically that I look at, and felt very fortunate because, you know, there's a song I wrote when I was a kid, and to see what's happening and the silhouette, the doorway and all this. I'm for most things that are evolving, because life just keeps revolving into new and better things.
Well, you know, when I first heard TikTok, I thought it was part of a joke like Knock Knock, and I didn't know what the heck they were talking about. But I got to tell you something. It has been remarkable. And I got to say this. This is a sensational thing. You just turned a few weeks ago 81 years old, a brand new CD, and my friends announcing a 22-city tour of North America. I cannot believe the schedule you're on. This is kind of like going back to the days of Dick Clark's Caravan of Stars, only you're not having to be on a bus.
Well, you're correct. You know, the thing is, the Dick Clark tours were like 120 days. And I pared it down a little. And, yeah, we've got the tour going out, and it continues. You know, happy to say yes. The birthday is wonderful. I just don't live on numbers or by numbers. I live by, you know, you stand still, they're going to throw the dirt on you. And I'm still genetically wired that way. It's a passion. Predicated on health, obviously. So I just keep going. And I don't know, you know. I've got the energy, and I guess when that stops, you kind of sit back and go, what's next? But until then, I'm out there.
Then I hope you never stop. I hope retirement isn't in your DNA. I have to tell you a quick story. Some 28 years ago, we told the story about how our mutual friend Johnny Carson ran into you when you were, I guess, someplace in an elevator or someplace in New York, and he had just started The Tonight Show. And he said to you, I know a young guy that just starting a new TV show. Would you write the theme, which you ultimately did, of course, the most famous song on television. And then I asked you the same question, and you said, well, after I get done with the project with Connie Francis, I'll write you a theme. Now, I know you've been busy, Paul. I know you...
Did I tell you that part of the story?
No. I know Skitch was the bandleader, but no, I didn't know that part of the story.
Yeah, he turned it. He didn't want this kid coming in, and, you know, and he said to Johnny, no, we're not using it. Johnny came back with the bad news. I said, gee, Johnny, I was thinking of giving you half of the royalties. Said, let me get back to you. He called me. He said, you got it. But, you know, I didn't know. Johnny didn't know. 30 years. So I'm so glad I gave him half. I have no regrets. And nobody did it like Johnny. And Ed was, you know, I had so many laughs.
Oh, yeah, he was sensational. He loved a good audience. And I got to tell you, I have seen you several times in concert, Paul. And I look around when I'm sitting in the chair, and I look at the reactions on people's faces, and that's the most gratifying part, is to see the emotions, the tears, the laughter, the smiles. And, you know, when you come to town, it's not Paul Anka and a three-piece combo. When you come to town, it's a huge show. And that's really the style that I think is missing in a lot of production today, but you have influenced so many people. From Sinatra to Michael Jackson to Drake to Michael Bublé, and it just keeps on coming. I was watching a video of you the other night. I don't know how to explain it. I've been in this business a long time. I don't know how to explain it, but it's fantastic. The music never dies.
Well, thank you. You got to feel blessed with all this stuff because nobody's got a real hold on it. You know, if you give the effort and you put everything you believe in there, hopefully it's going to happen. Because with me, I don't know. Until you get on that stage, and as you astutely commented, and get the feedback from the people, the laughs, the tears, everything that they throw up at you, you have no idea how you affect people until that moment. So the performing aspect of my life is important to me, A, because I love doing it, but secondly, to get a fix on, you know, who and how you're affecting people. And now with this TikTok, I started getting these young kids coming in, and I'm going, what is going on here? And it's all because you get out and perform, and people show up, and you see how you affect them. So I keep doing what I do. However the dice falls, so be it. But as long as they're there, and, you know, our tour is sold out already, hopefully I'll get to get on and do it. And I'm looking forward to it. And I really want to get back to work because I haven't worked in almost, it'll be 2 years. So, yeah, bring it on. I've got to get out there again.
Gosh, I love to hear you say that. Now, the new CD is called Making Memories. The song Put Your Head on My Shoulder. Then you do My Way with Michael Bublé and Andre Bocelli. You Are My Destiny. Wow, what a version of that with El Divo. This is not the first duets CD that you've put out. You've done this before.
I have, and I must qualify that it's not a duets album, and it wasn't supposed to be. The majority of the songs on there are just new compositions with me, but what I wanted my way, you know, I wasn't ready to listen to myself for 4.5 minutes doing it. I said, and it kind of happened in an interesting way, because a few summers ago I was in Italy. I've known Bocelli a long time, and he invited me to his restaurant in Forte di Marmo. In the midst of the meal, he wheeled a piano out in the middle of the restaurant while we're eating. And he sits down, and he starts singing My Way. Come and sing a song with me. And so I got up. I wasn't going to say no, because it was his restaurant.
Right.
I started singing My Way with him, so it stuck in my head. And it was just magical, as you can imagine. And then when I was putting this all together, Michael had called to go to dinner. We had dinner at his home with his family. I'm saying to myself, well, I got Bocelli. I mean, who says you can't put another guy on there?
Sure.
Right.
So
I said, Michael, I'm doing the blah, blah, blah. He says, I'm in. So all of this, within a week, Michael's in the studio doing it. Bocelli's done. They said, let's do it. So, yeah, great. I mean, it's a historical moment. The only other one is You Are My Destiny with Il Divo, because I wanted to do a whole new approach.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we've got those three on there. And all the other songs are new. Real proud of this one, because it's just so different, and that's it.
Well, I tell you, it's sensational. Long way from being backstage in the dressing room with Fats Domino and Chuck Berry telling you, go back to school, Paul.
Oh, that's right. Fats was real nice to me. Signed my new leather jacket. You know, I broke in backstage because I was crazy music, man. And Chuck was putting his guitar away. It's in his book, frankly, and I just broke in and... Hi, Mr. Berry, son, blah, 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 blah. I've got this song. I'm so young and you're so old. I finished and he says, the worst song I've ever heard, go back to school. So 2 years later, there I am with Chuck Berry at the New York Paramount and Paul Anka with Chuck Berry. I'm like, this can't be true. And I ran into him, of course. I said, hey, Chuck, I skipped school. Look at me. I got the blah, blah, blah. So we laughed about it.
Now, everyone listening, Paul's new CD is out right now. PaulAnka.com. Anka sings Sinatra. But you got to do me a favor, Paul. I really mean this, okay?
Sure.
We can't wait another 30 years to do this again.
Well, that's going to be up to you, and I promise you I'll be there when you want it.
Okay.
No problem. I'll see you, obviously, backstage at the Villages, and we love it there.
I've played there. I do a tribute to Dick Clark's American Bandstand with a 15-piece orchestra, and I've played that room, and I can't wait to go backstage and see you and watch that show. I will probably be there and in Clearwater with you.
Oh, man. Well, you're going to hit me backstage both.
Okay. Well, I could talk to you for hours on end, and maybe one day we can break bread and do just that. Paul, thank you, my friend, and I look forward to seeing you.
That's a promise.
Thanks, Paul.
Promise.
I do too, Paul. Paul Anka has been our guest, and there's more to come with Ron Sedgy today.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits.
Text the word MONEY to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
This is a St. Jude moment.
Ashton was a high-level athlete, and in an instant, your world flips, and your healthy 5-year-old competitive cheerleader has a brain tumor. And the physician was like, your best option is St. Jude. Receiving treatment that was life-saving for our child and knowing that that treatment would be of no cost to us was a huge weight lifted.
Learn more at stjude.org.
Time is the one thing that we want more of. Without the donors, I wouldn't have my Audrey. They take care of our housing. They take care of our food. In addition to the best medical treatment that my daughter could ever have. So it allows me to focus on my daughter and getting her better.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
We're back live all across the USA and around the world. And our next guest, and believe me when I tell you this, this is one of the classiest guys in our business. And I say this sincerely. I've known him for a long time, and he really is the class act. What you see is what you get, and I'll tell you something, you get a lot from our guest, Henry Winkler. Hello, Henry. How you doing, my friend?
Oh, I am so excited. It is always a pleasure to be on your show.
Thank you, sir. You add something to everything that you get involved with, whether it's on television, on the big screen, as an author, a humanitarian, on stage. You just have had such a remarkable career, Henry. They always talk about the full package. You know, they said Elvis was the full package. You are the full package.
Wow. To be in the same breath with the king is not bad.
No, but it's true. I mean, in fact, to be very honest with you, I think that, frankly, you go beyond that because, let's face it, I don't know Elvis could write a book about children.
Oh, that was fantastic. We had such a great time. We did the 17th novel
right.
In the series Hank Zipser just came out, and I write them with my partner, Lynn Oliver. And we make each other laugh, and all of a sudden there's a book.
This really has been inspired by your own struggle with education, which you and I have talked about several times in the past. It's no secret.
Right.
And you are an incentive to so many people who have early on in life, and I probably fall into this category too, because I wasn't the sharpest pencil in the classroom, but you turned lemons into lemonade.
Well, you know what? What I realized is that the children have got to understand that no matter how they learn, it has nothing to do with how brilliant they are.
Yes.
You know, I was told I would never achieve. I was told that I was lazy. And that is something that, you know, a child who is sitting in a classroom and their leg is bumping up and down and their knee is just going a mile a minute, they're not doing that on purpose.
No.
You know, it's wiring. It's like, you know, don't do that or I'm going to send you to the principal's office.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a child does not want to fail. They don't set out wanting to fail.
That's very true, and I've never thought of it that way. Nobody wants to be second on the list. They all want to be first on the list.
That's right.
And you know what? Being second on the list isn't that bad.
Listen, I want to tell you something. I'm in the bottom 3% academically in America. That's not bad, because look where I got.
Yes, that's exactly
you know?
Right.
So the thing is that it's really important that we always boost the child's self-image.
That's exactly right. I always say you never want to deteriorate their moxie, because once their moxie's gone,
that's right.
Then you've got nothing.
That's a perfect way to say it.
You know, Henry, I'm always in awe of the story, and I know you heard this from me so many times before, but I love the story because I have a similar story about your father, who was in the lumber business and really wanted you to go in the lumber business.
That's right.
And my father was in the home improvements business, storm windows and doors, and he would have loved to have seen his third son be in that.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a certain satisfaction, I think, that hopefully both of them saw in the fact that we wanted to step out of the mold and do something that was entirely on your own and because of your own efforts and not because you were handed down a business.
You know, the important thing is that a child gets to meet their destiny. Our youngest son, we have three children, Stacy and I, and our youngest son told us at 10 he wanted to be a director.
Wow.
And the first thing that almost flew out of my mouth was, what, are you kidding? That you can't do that. It's so difficult. It's so, you know, you can't depend on that. And I had to shut my mouth and bite my tongue to allow Max to just do what he needed to do. He's 26. He just directed his first film.
Wow.
I made not one phone call for this child. He just went out and he figured out how to do it and got it.
Good for you. That's great. And good
for him. You know
what
I mean?
Yeah.
You got to let the child meet their destiny.
Absolutely. I mean, I would have loved to have my two boys be in the broadcasting business, of which they had a flair for, but one works for a large brewing company in St. Louis, and
right.
The other one's a police officer. So you got to let them do what they want to do. Any role you play is so believable, it's unbelievable. I have three pages here. We do these interviews, they give you all these bios and everything else.
Sure.
If I read everything that you did, it would be like, well, it's like War and Peace now.
But you know what? The key is I absolutely love that I get to do my job.
Yeah, and do it the way you do, which is perfect.
Yeah, but, well, I don't know about that.
Oh, no.
Really,
no.
I mean, and I'm not even being ingenuous. I just find that I'm continually figuring out how to finally do this acting thing.
Well, I tell you something. There's a lot of people, and I'm included in that, that think you figured it out a long time ago. I remember when you were down here in Orlando for Waterboy. You spent some time with...
Oh, we had the greatest time.
Yeah. That movie still plays well today, and Adam Sandler certainly has gone to space with his career.
You know, I'll tell you something. Adam is an amazing guy because, you know, he plays this goofball in the movies.
Yes.
And what he really is a very thoughtful, shy, in charge kind of guy. You know, he's in charge of every detail of the movies that he makes.
Yeah. He's kind of a Johnny Carson, whereby when you get him by himself, he's a totally different person.
That's right. He's a totally different person.
Henry, I would be remiss if I didn't ask you what it feels like to walk the streets of Milwaukee and see a bronze life-size statue of the iconic character that you played in Happy Days. What's that like?
The only thing that bothers me about that statue
is the birds.
He is taller than I am.
Oh, is he really? Why does that bother you? That should be good.
Well, because, you know, I'd like to stand eye to eye with the statue. I need a little step ladder.
That's funny. That is great.
But how proud my entire family was there.
Oh.
My real life family was there. My television family from Happy Days was there. You know, 42,000 people came to say hello on the streets when they dedicated the statue. It was just amazing.
They talk about the stars on Hollywood Boulevard, but that statue has to be 50 million
times. Oh,
that's
big. But that was really big. And, you know, people send me pictures from all over the world of them visiting my statue.
Oh, I can imagine that.
Well, it's just great. It's just great. Marion Ross sent me a picture, who played Mrs. C.
Oh, sure. We just had her on.
A picture, but she put a wool hat and a scarf on my neck during the winter.
Well, she would do that. Well, Henry, I appreciate you coming back and joining us. You know,
it's always a pleasure, Ron, truly.
And I feel the same way about you. It's one of the best in the business, and I'm proud to call him a friend, and that would be Henry Winkler.
Thank you so much.
Henry, thank you. You know, anytime you want to come on, you're always welcome. You're just there.
I look forward to the next time, Ron, because we always have a great conversation.
I agree with you 100%. Thank you, my friend. Stay well. Okay.
Bye.
Henry Winkler, he's a great guy.
What a pleasure.
He is one of the nicest men in Hollywood. Known him a long time, and he's always there when you need him. And although he's done many parts, you still can't forget the Fonz, Henry Winkler. And there's more to come with Ron Segi today.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes, too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
USA Radio News.
The U.S. for the first time has announced it will give Ukraine Scan Eagle surveillance drones, mine-resistant vehicles, anti-armor rounds, and weapons to help Ukrainian forces regain territories and mount a counteroffensive against Russian invaders. A senior defense official told reporters that the U.S. is looking to help shape and arm the Ukrainian forces of the future as the war drags on in its 6 months. This brings the total U.S. military aid to Ukraine to about $10.6 billion since the beginning of the Biden administration. It is the 19th time the Pentagon has provided equipment from Defense Department stocks to Ukraine since August 2021. This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Across the USA and around the world, you're listening to Ron Segi today. You had no idea
how excited I am to have our next guest with us. I haven't talked to him in so long. He's a dear friend and one of the nicest guys, not only in show business, anywhere in the world. He's been on TV with 500 appearances on things like The Tonight Show with Johnny, David Letterman, Columbo. He's been on Murder, She Wrote. He's been everywhere, and he's out right now with a new book called Still Standing, my pal Tom Dreesen. Hey, Tommy, how are you? Thank you for joining us. It's been too long, my friend.
Hey, Ron, how you doing? How have you been?
I have been great.
When people say to me, do you really know Ron Sedgie? I said, yeah. They said, prove it. I said, he looks just like Brad Pitt. They said, you know him.
I was getting concerned why we haven't talked. I don't know if it's something I said.
I know, Ronnie, and that's your fault. You know, that's all your fault. You know, it's because I owe you money. It doesn't mean that you can't call me once in a while.
Well, you know, the problem is that I had that little case with the FBI, and I knew that you were, you know, you didn't want to taint your reputation, so I just kind of stayed away. But hey, you know, that's water over the dam. And
thank God you pleaded the fifth. That's
I know.
All I'm saying.
Yeah, plead the fifth, the eighth, the 27th. I'd plead anything they tell me to plead. Congratulations on this book. I have in front of me a book that is about 15 years old. It's called Tim and Tom, an American comedy in black and white, Tim Reed and Tom Dreesen, who, if you don't know, used to be a comedy team together. But I'm going to set that aside, and I'm going to ask for Still Standing. Tell us about this book. This is great.
This is my 51st year in show business, and as you pointed out, Tim Reed and I were America's first black and white comedy team, and we toured together 6 years, and then the team split up, and I went on my own, and as Tim did, and later Tim later became Venus Flytrap on WKRP.
Right.
He was on a show called Sister, Sister. He played the father. He's got a brilliant career, and we're still the best of friends to this day. But I went off on my own, and when I started going on my own, I journaled. Everywhere I went, if something poignant or something funny happened, I'd write it down. And I've been collecting these stories for years. As you pointed out, I did 61 appearances on The Tonight Show, and that first appearance on The Tonight Show, how important it was. So I start writing those things down, and then I start touring with Sammy Davis Jr. and Smokey Robinson and Natalie Cole and Gladys Knight and the Pips, Tony Orlando and Don, and, of course, finally touring with Frank Sinatra for 14 years as his opening act. I put it all together, and a couple years ago, I said, I want to write a book. And the title, as you point out, is called Still Standing, because it's a double entendre. You know, I'm a stand-up comedian for 51 years, and I'm still doing it. So I'm still standing. But I've also been knocked down a lot in my life, and physically knocked down, as the book points out. You know, but I got back up again. And a lot of rejections, and as we all go through in our life, and especially in show business, but I wouldn't let it defeat me, and I kept getting back up again.
Up to the point that you were on The Tonight Show back in 1975, it was very, very tough. That was the turning point. You made a deal that, you know, God treated you kind of unfairly up to that point, but then the rest of the life, he said, hey, this is yours.
I've always felt that God said, the first half of your life, I'm going to put a load on you. But if you survive, the second half is on me.
Mm-hmm.
And God kept his promise.
Oh, that's good. There's a funny story that he was my only chance to meet Frank Sinatra. Tom says, I'm going to be in Daytona. Come backstage at intermission, and I'll introduce you to Frank Sinatra. So I go back with my wife, and I see the sign says Frank Sinatra on the door. And I walk down about 10 steps, and Tom's dressing room is on the right. He's already done his first set. And I'm standing in the hallway waiting for Mr. Sinatra to come out. Tom says, you should come in and have a glass of wine. I said, oh, that's a good idea. I go in and have a glass of wine, come back in the hallway. Bingo, he's gone. He's on stage. You got to tell this story, Tom, about the time that he woke you up in the middle of the night to meet you at a bar.
Frank Sinatra never went to bed till the sun came up. He was nocturnal. So whether we were on the road or off the road, when the sun came up, Frank went to bed. So oftentimes we were off the road. I would go stay at his house. He had a compound down in Rancho Mirage in the Palm Springs area, and a huge compound. And the compound was a main house where he stayed, and there were swimming pools and tennis courts. They had bungalows on the outer perimeter of the compound called Strangers in the Night, Tender Trap, New York, New York, My Way, and they named after his songs.
Sure.
And he would come and get me some nights at 2:33 in the morning and say, Tommy, let's go take a ride. One particular night, there was a bar down the street called Chaplin's Bar, and Frank loved to go in there. It was on Frank Sinatra Drive. But Sydney closed at 2 o'clock in the morning, and he'd give Frank the keys and say, you know, the bar is yours. You know, Frank would always leave enough money there. And once in a while, a bartender would stay because Frank tipped $100 whenever you brought him one drink. Somebody would like to hang there. But and in this particular night, you know, Frank always locked the front door at 2 o'clock, and we stayed in there till the sun came up. He forgot to lock the front door. And now it's like 3 o'clock in the morning, and I'm talking to him, looking over his shoulder, and I see a car pull up, and a woman gets gets out of the passenger side. There's two women there, and she comes running in the bar. She runs up right behind him. She said, excuse me, do they have a jukebox in here? And Frank Sinatra turned around and looked her right in the face and said, I'm sorry, what did you say? She said, do they have a jukebox in here? And Frank looked around and he said, no, they don't. He said, I'll sing for you. She said, no, thanks. And she turned around and she walked out. He looked at her like a little boy was watching her go out the door. And I said, she obviously didn't recognize you. He said, maybe she did.
Maybe she did.
I've told that story so many times. That is a great story. You know, you've got this thing that you got going via Zoom of the man who made Sinatra laugh. Tell us about that, Tommy.
We can't perform now because of the COVID thing all over America. Frank Sinatra fans all over the world are always writing to me, can you tell me about this, tell me about that. So what I did, I put together a Zoom broadcast. It was called The Man Who Made Sinatra Laugh. And they sent me all their questions. And I was on it for 2 hours. But I would answer their questions with a poignant story or a very funny story. You know, lessons I learned from Frank Sinatra along the way and stuff like that. So it was really an entertaining. I thought it was going to last. We thought it would last an hour. It lasted 2 hours.
Wow.
And was very successful.
And the book is out right now. It's available anywhere you can buy books.
Amazon.com, by the way, will get it to your house in 2 days. They're amazing.
Yeah.
I wish I'd have invested in that stock. They're amazing.
Yeah, you order like a paperclip and they deliver it. You know, it's amazing. I don't know how they make any money. But they are.
Yeah.
Have you seen your buddy, the helmet hair fellow, Frankie Avalon?
Oh, yeah. I just talked to him the other day. And Jimmy Darren, James Darren.
Yeah.
You know, two buddies of mine from Philadelphia and just did a show. You know, I'm a Chicago boy.
Yeah, I know.
But when I came out here to the West Coast, I never got along well with show business people. I think they're mostly a bunch of prima donna, spoiled brats who most of them never worked a day in their life and do not know what it's like to work a day in their life. I'm talking about real work.
Yeah.
So I gravitated more toward neighborhood guys. Frankie Avalon,
right.
Bobby Rydell, Jimmy Darren, they're all from South Philadelphia. Joe Pesci's from New Jersey. Joe Montaigne, Gary Sinise, Eddie Marinaro, you know, Frankie Valli. We just sit around and tell stories and stuff like that. So those are the kind of guys I still am friends with to this day. Smokey Robinson from Detroit, you know.
And you're right about that. And your description of show business people is also applicable to politicians who never worked a day in their life and get a job. It's the same kind of situation. Tommy, what inspires you to keep going for so many years?
You know what inspired me, Ronnie? Many years ago, I was working at Harrah's with Sammy Davis Jr., and George Burns was appearing next door at Caesars in Lake Tahoe. And I had done the Dean Martin roasting George, and I had met him before that, and I really liked him a lot. And so after my show, I went over to catch his show, and I watched. He was 95 years old. He didn't run out to the microphone, but when he got out there, he did a strong hour and 10 minutes. And afterward, I went backstage, and then he was looking at some notes. And I walked into his dressing room, and I said to him, hey, George, how you doing? He looked up from his notes. He said, oh, hi, Tommy. He said, I was working on some new material tonight, and I thought, that's what I want to be. I want to be 95 years old working on new material. Yeah. So that's how I want to go out, you know.
I asked Milton Berle one time, do you want to retire? And he said, to what? So he said, if I go, people recognize me, so I might as well get paid for it. People ask me, when are you going to retire? I said, this is not a heavy lifting job. No, I'm not digging a ditch someplace. Nice and air conditioned here. I get to talk to Tom Dreesen. I mean, life couldn't be better.
Frank Sinatra told me one time, I said, Frank, about retirement. He said, Tommy, we'll quit going to see them when they quit coming to see us.
Oh.
What a good line, huh?
Well, and he knew that was never going to happen, so that still standing, available on Amazon, every place else, and we can check into Zoom here to see the show?
No, I haven't gotten one. I may do it again.
Yeah, okay.
You know, and what I'll do is I'll send out the word and call you and let you tell everybody, and all it is they simply go to a link,
right,
and link on The Man Who Made Sinatra Laugh. And if they can go to my website, TomDreesen.com, which is DREESEN. Most people spell my name wrong, but TomDreesen.com. You can find out whatever you want there.
Tom, do me a favor, though, okay?
Sure.
Really. Let's not talk like every 50 years, all right? I mean, you're a great guy, great friend. When I found out that you were going to be on the show today, I said, this is fantastic. I always enjoy talking to you. So let's stay in contact, and then when you're touring, you'll see me in the front row.
I appreciate that, Ron. And do you have a guest house or a guest room? Because I may want to come and spend a couple of years.
I have a beautiful guest room. I got a pool. I got a car collection. Your home is my home. And the price is right up your alley.
It's in an alley?
No. You're welcome here anytime. You know that. I don't have to tell you that.
You got it. Thanks, Ronnie. I really appreciate it. I appreciate the interview. Always appreciate your interviews. A lot of fun.
Thanks, Tom. And still standing. Get it on Amazon. Tommy Dreesen has been our guest. And there's more to come with Ron Segi today.
St. Jude moment.
Ashton was a high-level athlete,
and in an instant, your world flips, and your healthy 5-year-old competitive cheerleader has a brain tumor, and the physician was like, your best option is St. Jude. Receiving treatment that was life-saving for our child and knowing that that treatment would be of no cost to us was a huge weight lifted.
Learn more at stjude.org.
Time is the one thing that we want more of. Without the donors, I wouldn't have my Audrey. They take care of our housing. They take care of our food. In addition to the best medical treatment that my daughter could ever have. So it allows me to focus on my daughter and getting her better.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at...
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history. Physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
And we are back live all across the USA and around the world. It's Ron Segi today. That group needs no introduction, believe me when I tell you that. And I'm happy to see that this is a pretty good appearance by our next guest, who's not only with that group, one of the founding fathers. Joining us right now is our friend Paul Stanley. Hey, Paul, how you doing?
Good, Ron. Good speaking to you again.
Nice talking with you, too, and thank you for being with us. Always great when you're here. You're a good guest. You really are.
Thank you.
I am actually really shocked when I heard this promotion, because I thought, hey, I want to do this. I'm a singer. I should be involved with this thing. This is great.
Really, it's cool. I mean, the whole idea is that we are offering the opportunity not only to jam with me, but be part of what's called Rock and Roll Fantasy Camp that takes place in Los Angeles, and you will be tutored, mentored, and get to jam with me, some other great musicians, and it's a really great event. It really is a fantasy in that people from all over the country and all over the world come together, whether you're a professional, whether you're a doctor who wants to rock out, or a student that wants to rock out. You get a chance to form these bands. You get mentored. You learn a song. And then you get to play live on a stage in a world-renowned club in L.A., and I'll be part of it, too. But all around the country, your Rock and Brews is the place to make your application, to step on stage with me and see what we can do together.
Now, this legendary club you're talking about is the Whiskey A Go-Go in West Hollywood, California. Now, this camp, this is sensational. Now, how intimidating is it to play with people like yourself? And I understand one of the members from the Eagles is going to be there. I mean, this is
Don Felder.
Yeah. Are you going to be in costume, Paul?
Well, it depends on what you consider a costume. I dress rather dapper every day. So, compared to some people, it'll be a costume. But, it's my everyday look.
Can you play any instrument? And can you be a vocalist?
Absolutely. There are drummers, bass players, guitar players, keyboard players, singers. It's so much fun. I mean, look, I don't have to do this kind of stuff, and I've done it time and time again because it's just a great, great time. And there are people who repeat, their involvement, so to speak, whether it's the teachers or the people who come from all around the country and world. Once you do it, you want to do it again. And if you can only do it once, it's a chance in a lifetime.
I just can't imagine what it would be to win this. Past rock star camp headliners, Jeff Beck, Brian Wilson, Roger Daltrey, Joe Perry, Def Leppard, Alice Cooper. I mean, just a ton of people. And to play with Paul Stanley. Now, this is a very diplomatic way, I guess, of putting this. How do you tell somebody or appease somebody when they come up and they're not really that good? I mean, what do you say to them? Like, go back to driving a truck like they told Elvis?
Well, yeah, the great thing about Rock and Roll Fantasy Camp is it's not about necessarily aspiring to be the next big rock star.
Right.
It's about loving the music. So you're put together with people who are of your level, and there's no intimidation, and it's all about having a great time. It's about fulfilling your fantasy, and there's no pressure on you. There's a lot of smiles, and people are just having a great time. Everybody, it's not boot camp. It's fun.
Mm-hmm. Paul, if somebody doesn't win this, and obviously there's going to be a lot that are going to apply and not win, can they just register to go to Rock and Roll Fantasy Camp?
Absolutely, absolutely. You can go on the Internet and find Rock and Roll Fantasy Camp, and you can see the date of this particular one and enroll. It's really that simple. And I can't say enough about it because between the time spent with all your mentors and your counselors who are all either very, very well known or very well respected or both, you have an opportunity that's so unique. And then to get to play on the stage at the Whiskey A Go-Go that hosted The Doors, AC/DC, I mean, so many bands, Alice Cooper, the list goes on and on. This is hallowed ground, so to step on that stage is very cool.
Sure. Now, one of the things that I am very happy to announce is your support, as I do and so many people in this industry does, and that is the appreciation of music. I don't want anybody listening to Paul and myself now and getting the impression that if you get involved with Rock and Roll Fantasy Camp that you have the ability and the talent of a Paul Stanley. The fact that you are involved with music, which is, as Dick Clark used to say, the blueprint of our life, is what's really great about it. You don't have to be, the best in the business, or you don't even have to know how to play an instrument. Just go there and enjoy the heritage of music. Right, Paul?
Really, that's what it's about. I mean, which celebrates the music we all love. Going to Rock and Roll Fantasy Camp, it's not a test. Certainly going to Rock and Roll Fantasy Camp is about enjoying and immersing yourself in music that you love. And we always make sure that we acknowledge and pay tribute to our military and our first responders. So it's just a very, very cool atmosphere. And Rock and Roll Fantasy Camp, in the same way, is a way to enjoy rock and roll, whether or not you want to be the next Led Zeppelin or if you are a weekend warrior.
Yep. Go to www.rockandbrews.com/contest rules for this great Rock and Roll Fantasy Camp, and the winner gets the jam at the Whiskey A Go-Go with the legendary Paul Stanley. Paul, that's super. I am so glad you're doing this. You're always on top of things.
Hey, I have the life that I never even dreamed was possible. So every day for me, as long as I'm looking down at the grass instead of up at the grass, it's a good day.
That's a good day. Paul, I don't have to tell you this. You're always welcome here, and we're going to plug this a lot over the next few weeks, okay?
My pleasure. And, you know, I look forward to hopefully seeing a winner from listening to your show.
I hope so, too, and I hopefully will see you in this neck of the woods.
We have plans already.
I know you do. Thanks so much, Paul. Have a great day, and look forward to having you back soon, my friend.
Thank you.
Thank you. Paul Stanley, what a nice man he is. He is just a genuinely down-to-earth nice guy, and, of course, co-founder of KISS, and we're talking about a real sweet promotion where you get a chance to play with Paul Stanley of KISS. Are you kidding me? And there's more to come with Ron Sedgy today.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
LaRoute, has anyone ever given you $15,000 in free silver? Well, then listen up. Did you know that you can buy physical gold and silver with your IRA, SEP IRA, or 401 retirement account? It's called the Taxpayer Relief Act of 1997. You know that inflation is exploding like never before in America's history. The U.S. debt is over $30 trillion. The dollar is about to lose its status as world reserve currency. A financial nightmare is coming. You can see it. That's why I recommend that you diversify with physical gold and silver. And the company that I recommend is Gold. Gold Gate Capital. I trust them. I buy from them. Gold Gate Capital sells physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or inside your IRA, 100% insured. They have hundreds of satisfied clients and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. If you're among the first 100 calls today and tell them Wainwright sent you, they will give you up to $15,000 in free silver on your first order. Call now. 855-770-GOLD. 855-770-GOLD. That's 855-770-GOLD.
That's a wrap for hour number one of Ron Segi today, but we have another hour to go. I want to thank my guests this first hour, and they include Paul Anka, Henry Winkler, comedian Tom Dreesen, and from KISS, Paul Stanley. Pretty good lineup. Next hour, another great lineup with Brenda Lee joining us. The amazing Preskin will be here. Neil Baucus got a brand new CD out called It's Been a Long, Long Time, and we'll be talking to him about it. Very well done, I might add. We'll chat with tech expert Albert Lawrence with some of the things that are going on in the technical world for our youngsters in the schools. And that's all coming up next hour with Ron Segi today.